This is why I hate dating and why I'm absolutely terrible at it, because I want that Disney magic shit, essentially. I want, you know, to be like the Disney princesses or the princes finding the one true love, that kind of thing. But I don't want to have to keep chasing. I feel like I always have to keep chasing when it comes to relationships, and I'm sick of chasing. I want someone to chase me for once. And I like this guy as well. Like, I felt like we could have been very compatible. We felt very compatible. Our chemistry was off the charts when we met. But I feel like just the spark is gone, the door is closed, the ship has sailed. And I don't even know if I want to risk taking that chance again. Dating sucks. Dating sucks. I don't know how people do it. I don't even know if I want to do it. I want to fall in love. I know exactly what I want, and I'm at this point in my life where I want stability and I want to settle down. I mean, yeah, I'm only 29, but you know.
Gentlemen, welcome back, give me the seat rep. And I had a comment on previous videos of a guy really mad that I say seat rep, sounding like sip rep. So I hope you're happy now, my guy. But now, gentlemen, let's get started with this video. We have a woman here, she's 29, and it's really impossible to date. Dating sucks, as she herself mentions. So let's find out why being a woman and having over 1,000 options is somehow hard to make it work.
This is why I hate dating and why I'm absolutely terrible at it, because like when I think about dating and in relationships, because I'm not someone who can casual date. I make that it's very obvious when you look at me. I'm not someone who can just casually date. Like if I want to date to find a relationship, I want that Disney magic shit, essentially. I want, you know, to be like the Disney princesses or the princes finding the one true love, that kind of thing. But the annoying thing is when I know it doesn't go anywhere, because if you stop talking to me, okay, the door is closed. But if you don't talk to me for an entire month and then all of a sudden message me out of the blue saying, hey, how are you handling this heat wave? When you didn't talk to me for an entire month, or even answer my question the last time I spoke to you, because I don't want to have to keep chasing.
Well, she continues, gentlemen, she wants to be treated like a princess, and hey, at least that's something better than acting all independent and bossy. But the truth of the matter is, gentlemen, most women in today's society, they really just don't deserve to be treated like a princess, you know? Right? Men, they don't expect to be treated like kings, but they expect to be treated with decency and respect. So, if you don't provide that, why should we treat you like a princess? You know, just straight up, guys, a lot of women just don't deserve it. You know, I think that a lot of guys will be happy to treat women in such a way, you know, following the sort of traditional ways that women and men behave in relationships. But a lot of women, they have a long history of dating multiple men who, mind you, didn't treat them like princesses. They treated them like street workers, and women were okay with that, you know? So why should I be the one, for example, that steps in and suddenly starts to treat you like a princess when you've been okay with being treated like a 304 for so many years? Or if you don't want to provide anything in return, you know, if you want a traditional man that treats you in a traditional manner, but you are not a traditional woman, it just makes no sense, right? I mean, you have to do certain things in order to demand or expect a man to treat you in a certain way.
I feel like I always have to keep chasing when it comes to relationships, and I'm sick of chasing. I want someone to chase me for once, you know?
So, we're gonna stop it right here. Just as she holds her face, trying not to tear into crying. Guys, Now, woman chasing, such a red flag. Women don't need to chase, first of all. Like, are we really trying to pretend that this woman is not chased by single men? Not anyone has chased her. That is absolutely a big lie. So many men are chasing this woman, just as every other woman on the face of Earth. Women get chased pretty often, on a daily basis, I could say. They get chased when they go to the bar, when they go to the library, by their neighbors, by their friends, right? Women are always facing the interest that guys show towards them. So when she says that she is tired of chasing and not being chased, she just says, you know, if you read between the lines, that she is trying to chase Chad. She's trying to chase the unavailable men, the emotionally withdrawn men, and the men who are leagues above her, right? I can tell you, she has a lot of men around her league wanting something with her, and, you know, she doesn't even recognize them as people. She doesn't care about them enough to even mention them, to say, yeah, I get chased by people, but I'm just not interested in them. No, she just straight up dismisses them. I'm not getting chased at all, because the only people she wants to be chased by are the Chads, the 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 men that are, you know, rich and have a absolutely jacked up body and are tall and have a jawline. These are the men she wants to be chased by. She is chased by other men showing interest in her, but she dismisses them absolutely. And when she says that she is tired of chasing, you can already picture the life, the dating life that this woman is following. She's just going after Char because one Char 5 years ago decided to commit because he was bored on a Wednesday. And now she feels like she's entitled to that sort of life. And she wants to continue chasing the Chads and someone to commit to her.
And it's just this guy, like I've mentioned him before, the green flag one. Like we matched on Bumble months ago. We only met up once, and that was back in May. And like the last time we were planning for a meetup, it couldn't happen because he got sick. And I messaged him around that time saying, hey, how are you feeling? Because I booked off time for that. I was taking like a week off anyway, because I was going to just take time off because I had holiday that I needed to use up. And, you know, meeting up with him again would have been a perfect opportunity to have that happen, but just never did. Then you don't talk to me for an entire month. And it's like, okay, I'm guessing this door is closed, but then you come back and it's like, oh, hey, how you doing? And it's like, you didn't talk to me for an entire month. What the hell were you doing with that entire month that you couldn't have taken?
He was sick, bro. He was
5
sick.
5 minutes to just answer my question and just say, hey, sorry I haven't spoken to you. I've been doing these other things. Like, everyone's busy. I don't expect replies. But it just doesn't help the esteem.
No, he's just been sick, madam, for an entire month. No, but jokes aside, he just doesn't care. It's obvious. Again, this is a guy who is leagues above her. He has many other options, plenty of options. And he, you know, he's just not that interested. Like, you're probably plan X, right, on his menu. You're probably side dish number 26. And he just doesn't care at all. So my question is, you know, she said that she wanted to be treated like a princess. Why would anyone step in and start to treat this woman like a princess after she's absolutely okay with being ghosted for a month? She's okay with chasing men who don't care about her enough to remember her name, but she wants the average person, she expects from the average man to treat her like a Disney princess. Right? It's just, if you are Chad, you are getting all the deals at the minimal price. If you are anything but Chad, you have to pay. You know, you have to pay an expensive price. You have to work hard. You have to win this woman's heart. You have to fight for her, right? And she still wouldn't respect you. You know, in the end of the story, she wouldn't even respect you for that. She respects more the guys that don't care to remember her name. And she doesn't respect the guys who want to have something with her. Why? You know, you can ask Hidden, why? Are they clinically insane? I wouldn't say. It's just high standards. This is the problem in today's dating culture. It's just women have such high standards. They are so lost. They can't see the picture from above. They can't see the bigger picture. They think that because they have a lot of attention from simps, They are entitled to a lot of men. They think that because Chad spread their legs once because he was bored, they are entitled to the top 5% of men in society. Like, the average guy, right? The average Joe is just at such a disadvantage in today's dating world. And this is why a lot of guys are just straight up saying, you know what, it's just not worth it, man. I'm not gonna treat these women as princesses. My grandfather had to do a lot less in order to secure a woman that provides so much more. While today, I have to work so much harder than my grandfather to get a woman who is 10 times worse than my grandmother.
Doesn't help the esteem. Because I thought, oh, guess you gave up on me. Well, that's okay. You know, I'm not great at communicating. I like direct communication. I like trying to be direct, but I'm not good at closing. I'm not good at closure. And I'm just... Where's the guy with the frying pan when you need him? You know the one. You know the one. You know the one with the guy who does the frying pan memes. And I liked this guy as well. Like, I felt like we could have been very compatible. We felt very compatible. Our chemistry was off the charts when we met. But I feel like just the spark is gone. The door is closed. The ship has sailed. And I don't even know if I wanted to risk taking that chance again. I'm just sick of it. Dating sucks.
It's always so funny when we say dating sucks. I mean, look at Ampu. He's been laughing for the last 7 minutes. Cannot hold it. But guys, the spark is gone with Chad. If you ask me, the spark never existed because, again, as mentioned, you're just an option for him, right? You're the equivalent of an S3X toy for him. You know, it's just for recreational purposes. But again, it's just... These women demand the respect of a princess when you check on their lives. And this woman is 29, as she will mention in a while. And what have you been doing in the more than 10 years that you were on the dating market? What have you been doing? Why are you still single? Why haven't you had one serious relationship? Because that's what you've been doing all along, just chasing Chad. And you demand respect after you've been doing that? Absolutely not, guys. Respect is earned. It's not something that is given out for free to anyone. And something else worth mentioning. Notice how the spark and the chemistry and all those fancy words that women like to tell always happen between them and Chad. It just never happens with the average guy, with the average Joe. Never. I've never heard a woman talk about chemistry and spark with the guy who has a great personality. They will say that they don't care about looks, but somehow, magically, if you look at what they do, you'll find out that the spark always is there, you know, the glitter always happens with the man who just casually happens to be extremely attractive and emotionally unavailable. This is why, gentlemen, I decided to create this channel, because a lot of men believe the narrative that the culture tells them. They believe in what women say, and you should not do that. You should look at what women do. And in general, you know, it could be applied to people in general, but especially women. Just don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. They will say that they are looking for love. Meanwhile, they are chasing chads who give them situationships and one-night stands. They will say that they are looking for personality. Meanwhile, they fall for the guys who are extremely jacked and have a good jawline and are tall. You know, they will say that they are tired of the games and they want something serious. They want a committed relationship. Meanwhile, they will be actively chasing the guys who are emotionally withdrawn and only wanting to play them. So it's the same with this woman. She says that she knows what she wants and she's tired of the games. She wants someone to treat her like a princess. Well, you look at her life and she's been doing nothing of that. She could go for guys who are, you know, genuinely interested in her and who want to have a relationship with her, but she doesn't value them enough to prefer them over that one Chad who she's been following for over a month because there is a slight chance that they will meet up in order for him to, you know, pump and dump her.
Dating sucks. I don't know how people do it. I don't even know if I want to do it. I want to fall in love. I know exactly what I want. And I'm at this point in my life where I want stability and I want to settle down. I mean, yeah, I'm only 29, but, you know, like, I've done long-term relationships. I'm good at long-term... I can be good at long-term relationships.
Really funny how she paused for a minute and she corrected herself that she's not good at long relationships. She can be good because she's never had one, you know, to talk from experience. But guys, again, all things she said are just white noise. They should be white noise to your ears. Because as mentioned, she says, I know what I want. Now I know I want something long-lasting. I want something serious, someone to love me and respect me. And what did I tell you guys? She doesn't want none of that. If she wanted to, you know, if she wanted to, she would. Let's use the words that they so often like to mention.
But I don't want to be messed around with. I want to know if what I'm gonna be experienced with someone is real. And I'm ranting and it's too fucking hot and this fucking heat wave sucks and dating sucks and this is just a rant because God fucking damn it, you can't just not talk to me for an entire month without an explanation and then just start talking to me as if nothing has happened. Fuck. I hate this. God damn. I feel like I'm in a Hong Kong right now and I hate it.
Right, guys, we're gonna leave this woman off to cry in her room. But remember, guys, if you didn't know, women over 30 who are child-free are the happiest demographic. Just keep that in mind. But now, before we continue to the next woman, you know what a woman who respects herself will do, right? If you are a woman in the dating pool and you're finding it, you know, strange with these other people that are doing these other behaviors, here's what a woman with self-respect will do. If she wants to find something, first off, she wouldn't be on the dating apps, right? But second off, if a guy is leading her on and he takes a month to respond, probably a week after the guy not responding, she would have already blocked him and said, you know what, this guy doesn't deserve my time. It's obvious that he doesn't want me enough. So I'm going to go for a guy who actually does respect me. That is what a woman with self-respect will do. And of course, she would have to be equally as invested in a guy, right? But, you know, you have these women, guys, that demand respect. Meanwhile, you know, they demand a traditional man. Meanwhile, they are the furthest thing away from a traditional woman, a woman with self-respect who values her time and values her body and values her future. But now, finally, let's go to this old woman, guys, who is also having trouble dating. So let's find out why.
The biggest piece of advice I get as a single girl is you are not going to meet your future person at a bar. This might be an unpopular opinion, but I don't get that. I mean, I get it in the sense of that a lot of people do go to bars and they are pretty much looking to leave with someone that night. But like, I like to go to the bar. I like to go to them. I like to sit. I like to listen to live music. I like to mingle. I like to meet new people. So if I'm there doing that, can't I find someone else who was also there who enjoys doing that? But people are always like, you need to get a hobby. I don't want a hobby. There's no hobby that I can think of off the top of my head that I want. So what, I'm gonna go to a pottery class that I don't even want to be at to begin with, then I meet someone and then they want me to continue going to pottery class with them? No, I want to Amazon Prime my dishes. I don't want to make them from scratch. I'm either working, and when I'm not working, I'm on the couch watching reality TV, and then if I'm not doing that, I probably want to be at the bar, or at least like going to a nice dinner, like having some nice cocktails. And there's volunteering. I don't want to volunteer. My corporate job, because in this economy, we're all so underpaid. That is me volunteering. That is me giving back to the community. Like I said, this might be an unpopular opinion because some people do have hobbies that they enjoy. Also, I really don't think every person at a bar is not ready to be in a relationship. I don't know. I just never get why it's so like frowned upon. Like I get it, but also like, don't need to force yourself into doing hobbies that you're not even interested in just to meet someone. If you meet someone doing a hobby that you don't even want to do, then like, what's that being built off of? I don't know. That is just my rant of the day. As always, love you guys. Bye.
So again, guys, we have another woman just making the argument that there are no good men left. There are just no good options. The dating pool is narrow and they don't have options. Now, in reality, regardless of your age, you've probably went to bars, you've probably went to clubs, and you've seen women getting hit on by 15 guys in one night. So you might ask, how is it possible that this woman is close to 30? She's had more than 10 years of going to bars and mingling and, you know, clubbing, and she's had no guy ask her out. That's really weird, you know, because she's making it sound like, do I need to go to pottery events to meet someone, right? Do I need to go to an expedition to Africa, volunteering to help in something to find a man in another continent? The answer is no. You don't need that. Women get hit on as they walk to throw the garbage can, right? Women get hit on in libraries, in school, in workplaces, on the street. I mean, they often whine how they are being catcalled. Notice how the narrative switches depending on what our needs are. When we want to show off, when we want to brag about how much attention we receive, we make these TikToks of, guys, can you please stop DMing me all the time? Can you please stop catcalling me on the street? Can you please stop showing so much attention, right? But when we want the narrative to fit, you know, in order to say, there are just no options, this is why I'm single at 30. We say that, oh, I've been going to bars for 10 years and I just don't have any options. Do I have to travel to another continent? Do I have to have 15 hobbies to find a man? Schrodinger's feminism, guys. We are both the victim and the empowered boss babe, depending on the situation. So to answer this woman's questions, you don't really need to do anything in particular. Follow your own lifestyle. And if you want to sit at home watching TV, then do that. You're gonna find people hitting you, you know, through your social apps all the time. Like Taylor often mentions, you can create a dating app, put a picture of a female hand on there, and you'll get hit on by probably 30 guys the first week, right? Guys, it's not really that hard. Don't let them lead you on. It's not really that hard. This woman is not extremely unpleasant to look at. You know, if she's not extremely unpleasant to be around, I can assure you that so many men are hitting her on a daily basis. If she is single at 30, that just shows she's either an unpleasant individual, she's either not a great person, or her standards are too high and she's dismissing a lot of the guys. Because as we've seen from experience on this channel, a lot of women, they say they have no options, but in reality, what they mean is, I have over 40 options, I just don't categorize them as being on my level. But guys, that will be it for today as I magically pop onto the screen. Thank you for watching. Leave me your thoughts down in the comments, and I'll be happy to see you next time, guys. Have a good one.